BP and ConocoPhillips filed a natural gas pipeline plan with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission today and plan to take bids from gas shippers, including themselves, beginning in July. They call their plan the Denali Project. The other major shipper, ExxonMobil, is part of a competing pipeline project with TransCanada. A separate open season plan for that project was approved by FERC a week ago and begins at the end of this month. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
There are substantial differences between the two plans. TransCanada is projecting a cost of as much as $41 million for the gas line, while Denali's estimate is lower at $35 billion. And that lower cost estimate leads to a lower offer for what the project would charge shippers to move gas from the North Slope to the Canadian Gas Distribution Hub in Alberta, or points in between. TransCanada's offer is between $2.80 and $3.50 for million BTU. Denali's offer, disclosed today, is $2.67 to $3.25. Denali President Doug Fackrell says he has a lot of confidence in their cost estimate, but he's not so sure the producers are ready to bid.
This is an enormous undertaking with significant risk. Everyone, I think, realizes that.
Among the risks Fackrell listed were uncertainty about whether the Point Thompson gas project will proceed and about the state's future tax structure on gas production, but also potential new sources for gas are emerging, imports of liquefied gas and increasing production from shale deposits. These make the lower 48's current soft market for natural gas even more competitive.
So it isn't like we're sitting here and they're begging us to send them gas. We are going to have to compete. And to do that, we've got to have an economic project, and then we've got to compete heads up with any of these other alternatives.
Fackrell refused to make any comparisons between Denali's terms and those of the TransCanada project, which takes advantage of $500 million in state subsidies under the Alaska Gas Inducement Act, or AGIA. Fackrell says, at least for now, that deal shuts off the possibility of a merger between the two competing pipeline schemes.
TransCanada is a AGIA licensee, and they're bound by the terms and conditions of AGIA. Our owners do not agree with the terms and conditions of AGIA. In fact, all of the producers don't agree with all the terms. And so it's problematic for those two to join together at this point. But our owners are entertaining any party that can add value to our project to move forward.
One of those parties is the state government, which not only controls the tax structure, but also will be a shipper of its own royalty share of the gas. Governor Sean Parnell's reaction to the Denali open season announcement was positive. He told reporters today he sees no reason for the state to take any further actions at this time.
Let's let this work the way it seems to have been working, where companies are actually forming partnerships and bringing projects together. Let's stay the course here.
Parnell was particularly pleased to see the timetables for the two open seasons. For a period of a few weeks, both open seasons will be going on at the same time, opening the way to active competition.
When you see the Denali project now having an open season that overlaps the TransCanada Exxon open season, those are two projects that appear to be merging from a commercial perspective. And to me, that's positive for Alaskans. That means that the parties are moving closer together, closer in alignment.
In making their bids, the producers can attach conditions. Bud Fackrell told reporters at a press briefing today that he fears those bids may be heavily conditioned.
The shippers need to sell their gas into a market, and we know that the North American market is very volatile right now. The open season will help us understand if they're willing to commit gas resources into that market or not.
Fackrell says if the bids do not work out, Denali is prepared to look at a scaled-down project. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.
TransCanada's estimate is $41 billion, not $41 million.